Blackstone presents The Year of Thorns and Honey by Amy Willoughby Burrell. This book is read by Kate Rudd. January. Chapter 1. It's just like me to force roses into bloom. More like me to find my finger pricked while pruning them. A bright red dot of blood blooms on my thumb, while outside, a gray sky parts to release an unexpected snow. It's 10 a.m. on New Year's Day, and already I'm looking for a loophole to get out my resolutions. Be more positive. Drink less coffee. Oh well. I push open the curtains that cover the glass doorway to my balcony so that I can get a good look at the white nuisance falling from the sky. I don't like snow, so sue me. Dem.
Isn't it magical? Doesn't it make you feel like all the world is aglow?
Me. No. I check the sliding glass door just to make sure it's locked, as if the snow has fingers and might slip them around the handle from the outside and slide the door open to let its cold self in. Safely on the inside, I turn the terracotta pot that contains my latest project. Roses, orangey-red ones, whose actual name I have forgotten, around so that the sun can find the other side of the bush. Only there is no sun. I reach into the plant to pluck a withered petal and am pricked again. I give up. New resolutions. Drink all the coffee. Wallow in negativity. Done. Still, there are blooms on the bush, and that says something. On the way to the coffee pot, I put my thumb to my lips and taste the tang of metal. I shiver, having forgotten to turn the heat up last night, and the air in the condo is still and cold. My bare feet rebel against the tiled floor of the kitchen. What's the difference between a resolution and an empty promise anyway? And how does the changing of a single second from one year to the next produce significant change? I mean, I'm still wearing my pajamas, and I can technically say that I haven't combed my hair since last year. Yes, that does it. Pressure off. No need to pretend to become a better version of myself overnight. I slink around, silent and careful not to wake the sleeping bear in the other room, my 17-year-old daughter, Cassie. She went out with friends last night, and I let her stay past curfew. I heard her come in just after midnight. This new chapter of teendom is not something I like. More space, more responsibility, more sheer terror. She's growing up and out the door, and I'm trying hard not to cling to her shirt tail as she goes. I could swear that even her bedroom is getting closer to the front door.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?